Hello, hello, hello. We are here with another continuation of
Ray, Jared, and Kevin. KP.
Formal. That's what the K stands for.
And Kevin.
Yes.
And KP. Anyways, we are back at it with another episode of Blank's Favorites. Today we're doing my favorites. This episode will be on
The Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. Gerard Way and Friends, as I like to call them, because I don't know their names. I know who Gerard Way is because I was a kid in the 2000s. So. Mm-hmm. Classic album, 2006.
2006. Very underappreciated year for music.
You've talked at length about how, like, 1994 was a good year. What else came out in 2006, though?
2006, J. Dilla's Donuts. I think there is an album that I really like, but I cannot say it here because the band member did something not good.
Yeah, that's fair. But yeah, good year for music.
Good
year if just because this album came out. The rock opera-esque album, concept album by MCR.
What was the rock opera about?
The rock opera, usually, it's about, it is very open to interpretation. I feel like it is very vague on purpose, almost so you can enjoy it in two completely different ways, which I find is the beauty. It's so vague that you can kind of enjoy it as, oh, this is a rock and rock album, or, oh, this is an introspective opera about death.
But the brothers lose their father, which inspires them to write this, right?
I feel, yeah, I mean, like...
To cancer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think one of the good things about this album is that there is a kind of narrative in it about a patient who is diagnosed with terminal cancer, and also that there are a lot of songs that kind of, in the same vein as the patient, deal with their own problems.
Right.
Especially the last... I think it's the last song on the album, which is talking about... Gerard Way is talking about his brother. In it, or that's kind of like the narrative in it, is him talking to his brother.
Famous last words?
I think so, yes.
Okay. Yes. I originally discovered... I did not buy this album when it came out, because I think I was born the year this came out. So,
You're like negative some odd.
This was kind of probably the first... album I listened to as an album, just period,
like front to back,
like just straight, yeah, front to back. This is the first album period that I listened to. It is incredible. I love pretty much every track here. Actually every track here. I am pretty much going to just gawk over this album for, like, over these songs. I'm basically just going to go through the track listing and what I love about the songs before you to talk about it.
Yes, that's right.
I'm going to start with...
This is one of your favorites.
Yes. The End and Dead. I think these are perfect openers. I think they...
Oh, yeah,
they,
I agree.
I think they're so memorable. I think Gerard's lines and just the opening... Well, come on, just the way he sings, it just throughout this whole album is so memorable and so charismatic and so eccentric. The opening solo to Dead is the perfect just way to launch you into this. Every chorus, every hook on this album is so soaring with melody and so bombastic. It's incredible.
Yes.
Now I will go into This Is How I Disappear and The Sharpest Lives. Just the breakdown in This Is How I Disappear is so unexpected. It's hard to describe, really. But I loved how just melodic and how speedy these tracks were and how overarchingly just charismatic every part of these songs were. Welcome to the Black Parade. I think the most great part about this song is how it's placed and where it's placed. It's placed as kind of like, it's so maximalist, so you're going to go, after this track, we go into the more emotional and introspective tracks. We're just going to hit you with this giant maximalist
multi-part,
yes. almost ballad, but kind of like...
It's kind of like their Bohemian Rhapsody, in a way. And I know that that's kind of like a tired comparison, but it is...
Sweepingly epic.
Yeah. It's multi-parts. The sounds are very loud. The sounds are very lush. You feel swept up in it.
Mm-hmm. I Don't Love You, again, is just...
So good.
Beautiful. House of Wolves. I do love how wild this track is and how it sometimes just... perfectly blends into the chorus. It's just so wild, and then it goes into melodic. It's seamlessly, genuinely, and it's just Mama. I'm moving on to easily the most cartoonish song on this album, but not in a bad thing. This song is almost unexpectedly heavy.
Yeah,
like not in like a, well, of course, in like a subject matter, but not in like a, the breakdown is almost, I, it's really heavy for something you would expect from a band like this. And Cancer is just...
That's sad, man.
It's so sad. The orchestral, the backing vocals, everything on here is so well fleshed out. And so just sad. It's... And then we move on from Cancer to Teenagers, which I just love how messy this thing is. It's a beautiful just mess. It's, how would you describe it? It's almost,
I mean, it touches on a theme of just like growing up, and like when you are a teenager, everyone treats you weird, adults treat you weird and all that. But when you get older, you kind of act weird around teenagers. You kind of, you understand it, but at the same time you kind of realize, well, like, that's a little silly.
It's, you know, a little, I mean? Bit of an upbeat Bob O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Teenage Wasteland type, but it's more, not upbeat, aggressive.
Yeah.
It's much more aggressive than that.
Disenchanted. What I admire about this song is how it perfectly changes the mood. Because you cannot say... this track isn't here, and you instantly go from Famous Last Words to Teenagers, or Teenagers to Famous Last Words. You cannot make that tonal change.
No.
That's just, and this song is just so important to the album's structure, and so, again, it's very melodic, it's very...
The music on this album is really well composed.
It is so well structured and just so well placed, and I'm gonna move on to Famous Last Words. I know I'm kind of like gawking over every song here.
It's fine.
There's a lot of good songs on this album.
Famous Last Words is easily the most maximalist song on the album, on an incredibly maximalist album. I don't feel like you could end with a different track. I don't. I mean, it's literally called Famous Last Words.
It's also like the last bit of like hopefulness on the album in some ways.
Yeah.
Depending on how you perceive the story of the album.
Blood. Some people, it's a hidden track, but I do view this as more of a end credits and a comic relief of sorts after all the...
Almost a palate cleanser in some ways.
Yeah, after all that, you know, I just, dude, this thing is so good. Every bit. It's just...
And that's the last song we're going to consider on the album, correct?
Famous Last Words...
Well, Famous Last Words and then Hidden Track, Blood.
Hidden Track...
It's close.
I guess it's a song, but it's...
It's like an after-credit scene in a movie or whatever.
Yeah, it's...
Where it's like, it's a little thing you can watch at the end. It's not really 100% part of it, but it's also just like an added little flavor at the end.
It's... almost a skit. Not a skit, but it's almost like an interlude.
Yeah.
You know, it's... like, no one's gonna say that the public service announcement from, say, the Slim Shady LP, no one's going to say that that's like a song.
Yeah.
Like,
no, no.
And I get that quite. Blood has musical elements of it, but
I like the musical elements in Blood. And just like in this album as a whole, it uses a lot of like old-timey performance art music, or just like performance music, whether it be like traveling bands or like almost swing in some ways, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, in a time of just dated pop punk, this thing is timeless.
I mean, just the different musical influences on so many different tracks. The one that always stands out to me with House of Wolves is just how hectic and loud and you get swept up in it like you're watching a live band play it. Mm-hmm. But like also you're in hell and like there's like a devil on the bass, you know, like that's the right. That's the imagery it kind of provokes with its subject matter and its just overall vibe. Mm-hmm. You feel like you're in a nightclub in hell.
I also want to mention how how there is a part in this song where it does weirdly sound like where Gerard Way does really weirdly sound like Jack White. Right? It's not bad. I just noticed it.
Dude, Gerard Way is an incredible vocalist. His range on this album, like if there's anything to take away from this album, is that Gerard Way is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just a phenomenal vocalist?
Oh, best frontman within the last 20 years.
Oh, I 100% the best. Yeah, no, I'd honestly agree at this point. I don't even know who would be.
Jack White is close, but he's not.
I wouldn't say he's quite as.
He's not as eccentric.
Yes. Yes, I'd say that much. I'm not gonna say he's less talented, but he's less out in public.
Oh, he might be more talented, at least on the guitar, but like, you know, it's just Gerard Way's just so good at doing this.
Oh my god!
And what are your opinions on this thing?
What are you thinking, Kev?
Do you want to do questions?
Just do the questions. Yeah, we run into the questions. I'm sorry that I just completely gawked over every song here.
No,
that's great. That's great. Okay, how do we feel about the opener? I think you said perfect. Is that right?
The end.
Yeah, I'd say the end and dead are like kind of a dual pair. And I would say that they are phenomenal. Again, like just immediately from the beginning of the end. That's funny that ended up being. just immediately it gets you in the right mood to like enjoy it as a performance in some ways. Like, again, I keep going back to the idea of just, like, you would hear some of these styles of music performed live.
Once you're done...
So you just get into it.
Once you're done with Dead, I think that you begin to realize, like, if you didn't read a review and you put the album on and you're listening, I believe you begin to realize that this is not a series of singles.
Yes, this...
This is a story to be told to you through 11 or so... chapters of a book, and I think that that's vital in the way this is, because it is very much a concept and a story and all of that. So I think it's vital to what they do.
100%.
I just
how do we feel about the closer?
Famous last words. You can tag on Blood there too.
The purpose of this question, I'll just take Famous Last Words as its own thing. It's good, and I feel like it, at the end of the album, that's been generally really bleak, just having that little bit of hope in the chorus is, like, heartwarming.
Because like, you have to find hope on the other side of these things.
Yeah, absolutely. And makes, like, everything, it makes most of the stuff on the album feel really complete and, like, whole. Like if it had just been sad, then like, okay, yeah, absolutely. Because it's a horribly sad situation.
I also think that an underlying current in this is that you aren't alone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not the only guy that's like this. I'm not, it to some degree, does it start the emo movement in its own?
Well, the emo movement started before this. I think their other album was, the Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge was more a starter.
Right.
But this was a place. This was a cementer. This was a punch.
Right, but to me it does. We're together.
Oh, and this is easily the best album to come out of that movement.
Right,
just easily.
Right. Okay. favorite track.
I'd say I Don't Love You is probably my favorite track on the album, just because of how how just very sad it is. It's sad and it's heart-wrenching. And I will say the lead up into House of Wolves, going from the really sad song about trying to say goodbye to someone who loves you, like you're in a relationship with, into just like, oh man, I guess I'm going to hell.
Right.
And just like that, the energy shift from those two songs is phenomenal.
I like House of Wolves.
Oh, House of Wolves. I mean, I like, awesome.
Specifically that one jumps at me very much, yeah. So.
If I chose, my favorite on this album used to be Mama.
Okay, Mama is before, like my runner-up. Absolutely.
Before it was like all my favorite. My favorite on this track, I would always listen to Mama.
Absolutely.
It's just
it's good and
cartoonish,
it's like,
and it's so, but so it's charismatic. It's
so dark too.
It's very Tim Burton film-esque. Like good Tim Burton movie-esque.
Yeah. Like Batman.
Edward Scissorhands.
Yes. I haven't actually seen that one.
What?
I know. I've seen this isn't a movie podcast, but like I've seen only a handful of Tim Burton movies.
Edward Scissorhands is up there.
It is. It is good. The other ones I've seen were like Nightmare Before Christmas.
Of course.
Fantastic. Again, this could be that too.
Honestly, I didn't. That movie's all right. It's not my favorite.
Mm.
Corpse Bride?
Corpse Bride
is good.
Right. Okay. Let's go back to this. I didn't have a bad track. I didn't have a least favorite or anything like that. I don't think I can single something out that I didn't like.
I didn't dislike any of the songs, but I feel like some of them don't really feed the overall narrative very well.
Like?
Teenagers. I don't feel like that has anything.
They went out there and stuck a hit in the middle of all that.
Yeah, it always feels really weird to me when I listen through the album because, like, it just goes, I don't know. I just don't think it really fits. I just don't understand what its purpose on this album is.
I would think that it's the call to arms of a unity, right? They don't like us.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm insecure about who I see in the mirror. You're insecure about who you see in the mirror. Life is dealing out tricky hands, but we're all in this together, and we scare the crap out of them.
Yes.
Because they're afraid of us because we're change.
I'm like, again, I love the song. Song's great.
Right. It's just strange to spot for you, not for me, but for you.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I feel like some of the...
It could have been on any of their albums. Yeah. It didn't have to be on this one.
Most of the other songs I would feel like would have to be on this album or close. But other than that, no. Most of the songs are great.
I have a feeling I know the answer to this. Vocals?
Vocals are great.
Oh, vocals.
Phenomenal. Just incredible.
Pretty much perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. I don't think any other vocalist
would have done this good of a job. He's a unique...
Yeah.
The tonation, the pronunciations, the
way he pronounces dead is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got it. He's got
it. It's true.
Okay, guitar work.
Guitar work was good and varied.
Mm-hmm. I thought so too. You, Ray?
My favorite guitar work on here is probably the opener to Dead.
It's dope.
Also too, you can if you didn't like say this isn't your thing, right? You listen to whatever version of radio there is and you've only heard Black Parade, I Don't Love You, and Teenagers, you would not grasp the heaviness and the ferocity in which some of these tracks are recorded. It swings from like you said, a sweeping epic to blunt force, and it does that very well, and that's the guitar that does that for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. How did you rate this album out of 10?
It's the tough question. Always the hardest question to rate an album out of 10. What would you rate it out of 10, KP?
8. And that's not anything against it. Because I don't think, for me, I don't think this album with these players could be any better. It's not exactly... And I don't want to say it's not my thing, because as you know, like I can be like, well, that's not my thing, and then I own every book that person ever put out, right? But it's just the reason why my generation is cool to a certain group of people is because it's their generation. right? The reason why Jungle is cool to me, Welcome to Jungle is cool to me, is because that was my generation, right? This is a different person's generation from mine. And so as much as I enjoy Teenager, when Teenager comes out, I'm in my mid-40s.
Yeah.
Right, or actually, I was in my late 30s. But okay, yeah. But you get the point. Absolutely. But I liked it very, very much. And I appreciated getting to go through the whole thing as an album and to see that there are people still putting out concepts that chain songs together and not just a group of singles.
Absolutely.
Why would you rate it?
I'd probably give it also an 8 out of 10. Because I think its highs are really high. I might actually disagree with saying that it couldn't be better with the players they had. I think I would have preferred a slightly more focused version of the album. Just like with a little bit cut off. Just a little more streamlined and maybe...
Just pull a song out.
Song and a half, maybe.
Right, okay.
Because it's weird because it's like... Other than Teenagers, I can't really think of anything that I would specifically take out, but just like maybe trimming it down a little bit. Because sometimes I feel like it just gets, it's really all over the place and not in a way that I really vibe with stuff's all over the place. Like I feel like it could have just been structured a little less loosely.
Okay.
A little more tightly.
Okay. Ray, what'd you give it?
10. Okay. I mean, there's nothing... I kind of get what you're saying, but the thing is, it's structured like that, so you can enjoy it in two different ways. So you can enjoy it differently. You can listen to it sometimes like, oh, this is a cool rock album. You can listen to it sometimes and focus on the deep introspective stuff. And I think it does that much better than...
You can go and listen to one individual track, or you can listen to the whole thing.
You can listen to every track pretty much any time of the day and not...
Well, maybe you can listen to every track pretty much every time of the day.
I probably wouldn't listen to, like, Mama if it wasn't on in the context of this album. Because it's a good song, but I feel like if I listened to it, I'd just be like, well, I kind of want to listen to the whole thing.
That's a criticism?
No, not really. But, yeah.
Jared is doing an episode on his favorites.
It is a classic. You might not have heard of it.
Very indie, underground.
Fleetwood Mac's Rumors. Listen, I know everyone... this album's phenomenal. I love this album to death. It was an album that I sat down, and when I first listened to it like fully as an album, I was like, oh, I actually know every single song. Just because that's what I grew up listening to on the radio. Like, that's the stations that my mom would listen to. That and disco. But I guess I don't know any disco albums fully enough to like.
Maybe ABBA.
We should do some ABBA on this pod sometimes. But yeah, next week, Fleetwood Mac's Rumors. I'm going to reveal my score for it. It's probably a 10 out of 10, yeah.
Yeah, you did say this was the definitive 10 out of 10.
Dude, I've been on record to say like if I think an album is just like perfect from front to back, it would be this one, but I'm going to put it under the microscope and really, really see what Fleetwood and his Max have to say.
That was not funny.
It was not funny.
Anyway, let's move into, we talk about new music, new singles that came out, new stuff. We've been doing this recently. You remember we did this last time, new singles that we have listened to.
There was a new Metallica album that came out.
It's kind of a live album.
It was a live album. San Francisco Symphony. I listened to a little bit of it, and it sounded awesome.
The second offering of them, that's why it's called Two.
Two.
Symphony and Metallica, SNM2.
Yes.
And it's 23 tracks of Metallica playing with their local symphony. Luckily, they live in San Francisco, so it's pretty good.
This isn't new music that came out this week. This is just new music that I just finally got to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we are going to start off with Daylight, new Joji track, Joji featuring Diplo.
Yes.
Yeah, this is one I meant to catch a little while ago, and it's pretty good. A bit more sonically upbeat than the other singles. And it is a little worse than the other singles, but the other singles were really freaking good. Please listen to Run. That song is just incredible. Please listen to that song. But this isn't a bad song. It's certainly better than anything off of that new Diplo record, dude.
Diplo's kind of a wild musical artist in that some of the things he touches are quite good, and then others are...
not good.
Just terrible.
Billy Joe Armstrong with the cover of That Thing That You Do. Billy continues his No Fun Mondays covers with the cover of That Thing That You Do. Yes, that
the
one.
The original song by?
The original song, that I don't know, it was on a movie soundtrack. I just remember hearing it in a movie.
Dude, some of the best songs ever come from movie soundtracks. Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith, baby.
The Wonders.
Okay, listen, I might have been a little overboard with Best Song Ever, but...
I don't want to close my eyes.
The Wonders. Fall asleep, because I'll miss you, babe. I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, no one.
No, cares. It's no one-hit wonder. That's what I say to any band who I don't recognize. Diplo's a one-hit wonder.
He continues his No Fun Monday. He's basically just been doing this thing where he... No Fun Mondays, he just covers things. On Mondays, he just releases a cover song because it's quarantine.
Yeah, that's a pretty good gig.
I got nothing else to do.
I mean, that's neat. You know what I mean? If you're not going to do a full album, and you're just like, dude, I'll just do a cover and throw it up.
Sit around the house anyway. Might as well.
Also, it's better than anything off of that new Green Day album. Smash...
Not a high bar, I'll say that much.
Smashing Pumpkins with two new tracks.
Sire Billy Corgan coming through.
Sire and
so busy
on Sir, Thursday night and whenever this came out.
Yes.
Sir and the Color of Love. I am speechless.
Color of Love, because it's good, because it's bad. I haven't listened to it.
It's a song.
Of all the songs that have been recorded.
It's a bit strangely synth.
It is not a bass, guitar, drum.
It's a little poppy, a little synthy.
It does have a Rolling Stones doing Heartbreaker, Kiss doing I Was Made for Loving You feel to it. It's a little bit more upbeat than... Ava Adore was synth-oriented by them, but it wasn't happy. It was very dark, and this is not dark to me, although it's hard for Billy to ever sound... Like, even when he did Today, the sarcasm of that drips through, which was the whole point of it. But I don't think he has I'm upbeat and in a good mood. Like, I've never really heard him talking and thought that's... Everything seems to be a chore with him.
Yeah.
Everything seems to be a chore.
Speaking of Billy Corgan's voice, I did not think it clashed that well with the new sound. I don't really have a lot to say. I'm just
not thrilled with
it? I'm just blown away.
That it exists?
That this exists. I don't know if it's bad. I don't know if it's good.
It's something.
I've listened to this easily like 10 times and I still haven't formed an opinion on it. I would slightly recommend it only because it's so mind-boggling that...
I have any recommendation, Kev, I think you turned me on to the first one, but The Jazz Is Dead.
Oh,
they put out Volume 3 recently.
Exactly.
Dude, those albums.
I think it was last week.
Dude, those albums are awesome. Just what a wide variety. This one's they have a lot of people working on this one. It's awesome. From what I didn't listen to a whole lot of it, I listened to like the first handful of tracks. It's awesome.
I will announce there are two new albums that came out this Friday. Jaden, otherwise known as Jaden Smith.
Let's say I don't know any other Jadens.
Released.
Jaded.
I don't think that's exactly the same thing.
Released Cool Tape Volume 3.
Speaking of Aerosmith songs that aren't quite all
released
that.
Cool
but not
Tape.
Bad.
Released Cool Tape Volume 3. It's not.
He's more of a less of a traditional artist. Great.
Well, it does. In quotations, pull from like Flower Boy Tyler the Creator sometimes. Again, Brockhampton, like
a little Brockhampton.
Jaden Smith's really good at
doing other artist stuff, but like not as good.
Yeah, yeah, it does pull.
I'll cut from, to the heart of the matter.
It does pull from some Tyler, but that Tyler song just makes me want to listen to Flower Boy. New Katy Perry album, which is weird because it came out.
I thought she retired.
I wish she did.
Not good, huh?
I haven't listened to a single track. It does not appeal to me.
No, I've had quite a bit of experience mainly, with Katy, and I've never really been blown away.
Mainly,
I mean, like California Girls is a bop, but
mainly because she is a clown on the album cover.
Well, when you said she's a clown, I thought she meant she was doing something stupid, but no, she's like literally a clown.
Yeah,
not an aesthetic that a lot of people.
Congratulations, though, Katy Perry just had a baby with Orlando Bloom. Same day. Release.
Same most gorgeous baby ever.
Yeah.
Kidding me?
Should be attractive. Yep.
Yep. I don't.
Robert Plant. Robert Plant dropped a song.
I don't.
With
Robert Plant?
Robert Plant dropped a song. Yes. It's a cover of Charlie Feathers' rockabilly classic, Too Much Alike to Stay Together.
I didn't know Robert Plant was still making music.
Robert Plant's never going to stop making music. With Patty Griffin. Robert Plant is very. His later years, he scours the globe for great musicians and collaborates and puts out music every couple of years. That's good. This is a country-esque style offering from him. I thought it was good. They had a Prince is archives are re-releasing the epic Sign of the Times album with 60 some odd tracks that are unreleased, but a lot of that is live stuff, so there's a couple of concerts in there. But this was a actual early demo of Forever in My Life, which is interesting because it's got a different feel to what wound up on the album, and there's a groove they get into towards the end of this song that I really loved. But it was funny because I was listening, they're also releasing a series of podcasts that go with these things.
That's cool.
And she was talking to Wendy Melvin, and I think I figured out why Prince cut them out and just cut the Revolution out and just went and re-recorded the album by himself. I had forgotten Prince was living with her twin sister, and they broke up. And next thing you know, Prince goes and re-records the entire. I can't imagine trying, like, would you want to go into work with somebody that looks an awful lot like your ex-girlfriend and record? You're just talking about rumors.
It's a little, I mean, it's a little weird.
It could have something to do with it. You know what I mean? It could have something to do with it. But anyway, what else we got?
I do think that might be it. Apparently, Coheed and Cambria released a new single, which is strange.
Well, we'll listen to it and talk about it next week. So we're doing rumors next week. Is that right?
Rumors. Fleetwood Max. All right. Rumors. Very indie. Underground.
Yep. We have to talk about it at some point.
Might as well talk about it now. You want to get us out of here?
Yes. Goodbye. We'll see you next week. Hopefully talk about new music. Hopefully talk about Fleetwood Max rumors.
I might just talk about Stevie Nicks for a while, in all honesty.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
See you next time.
Copyright 2020.